Oh my god! Bemecher lo kana. Okay, so leaving aside this strange exception of Truma, which we'll have to figure out, it seems like this day is saying that Matana Amnas Lahachzir, Shema Matana or Eina Shema Matana? Eina Shema Matana, there's no Kenyan to speak about here, so it's not so interesting in terms of Kiddushin, it's just a general principle. Okay, so my Kasava Rabba. Right, so what's this whole story of Truma, right? It's a little bizarre. Yes. Okay, but Ode. So that's a very high bar, because that meets the Lachem standard, right? As I was trying to point out before, that's like, you know, really significant. You really have to own it. So, like, this is, you know, very significant data. Okay? So this is an extremely enigmatic line. What does this have to do with Chalipin? I thought we were talking about Matan al Manas Lahachzir. Chalipin is something else entirely. Okay, or is it? Oh, so this is in fact what we endorse. Lahalacha, so Rav Huna, Mar Brei, the Rav Nachemya says to Rav Ashi, this is the way that it's quoted in the name of Rava, exactly as you learned. So the maskana of the Gemara is Matana al-Nas la'achzir, Shema Matana reina Shema Matana. So what's the outlier? And it seems because it's linked to the world of Chalipin. Okay? Now, just in terms of figuring out a little bit, Hanan, just explain what the Truma issue was in the Lishna Kama. What was the problem there?
I think really it works, but it's usher because it doesn't to do with Hakula, because it will look like if you give Truma to a Kohen,
and then he gives it back to you. So you'd say you'd end up seeing the Kohen. Now you're going to be able to make a profit, because you're going to monetize it and transact it to Kohanim, and this guy benefits because, you know, he'll be Kohen number one whenever you do decide to give Truma. This is what we call in the halacha collusion. Okay, so
so
Rashi says v'shichatem is bris halevi, right? It's a total desecration that he's monetizing his status as a Kohen in such a fashion. Kohen misayeya. Okay, very good. So the maskana is that matana amnas lahachzir shema matana, and so kiddushin is a din prati. It's yotze from the gather of kol haTorah kula. And the big question is why? Like, why Hanan? So what was your take on that? How do you understand the Gemara before you saw the Rishonim? You say, oh, because it's like chalipin. What's that all about? The fisha ena yisha niknes bechalipin.
Maybe that it's not like a mind. Just like Chalipin, it's not a Masa Pashuv. Also, if you give it back.
Oh, okay. So you're like, you're going straight for the jugular. You want to say, like, big lumdus. Okay, is that how the Rishonim understood? The Rishonim seem to be fixated on a more technical issue, which is that
whether you give it back or
not. Oh, good. Rashi, take it away and taste this.
Rashi says, Yotza Yidain, no. Lo Hexiru, Lo Yotza.
Gezel, I'm afraid, right? You stole it. Okay. Tell him, Rav Ashi. Nobody really wants to hold on to my handkerchief anyway. It's okay, I won't be offended. You know, it was my grandpappy's handkerchief and his grandpappy's before him. It's been passed down, you know, since we came to America. Nobody really wants to hold on to it, so they give it back right away. So it's dummy. It's not really, you know, that chalipin is the same as matan almanas lachzir, but it kind of looks like chalipin. And if chalipin doesn't work, so then, you know, matan almanas lachzir doesn't work. Okay, so I don't know. If you were a betting man, Hanan, and you were asked, you know, to bet, you know, the sums of money that you and Tzvi have accumulated by, you know, shoveling snow in Bergenfield these last, you know, many decades. So if somebody asked you to put some of that money on the line, and said, you know, is this a psul d'oraisa? Is this a psul d'rabanan? What would you say, according to Rashi? Does it sound to you like it's an issur d'oraisa? It's an issur d'rabanan?
Seems like it's midoraita.
Okay, I mean, you tell me. I don't know. I don't think Rashi doesn't say explicitly. Okay. Where do you see that he says it's exactly like chalipin?
Behind the chalipin, dummy. Oh, behind the chalipin, similar to chalipin. So maybe that would be a midor pana.
Oh, take a look at Tosfos.
The bar me isha lefish in isha nikne the chalipin. Vim tomar be my dumbbell the chalipin. He mishum the chalipin hadri. Haba Khalibin Kuf Vaihu, Amar bin Indarim, Parapashu Tafin, Dhi Tafisla Mit Tafsi.
Right, the guy holds on to my hanky, so he can hold on to the hanky. He doesn't have to give it back. Okay, Sivanir Lari.
Dilo Khalibin Hu, Midarabanan Hu, Dilo Habu Kidushin, Lafish, Dark Olam, Lahakzir Khalibin.
It's just, you know, sort of the standard practice. As I say, nobody really wants to hold on to my handkerchief. They say, you know, here, you could have it back. I'll get my own. Thank you very much. Okay. Where's the Purell? Okay. Okay, so it goes straight for the atomic option. You know, this is another case of Afkeinu, because really it works midoraisa, because after all, b'chol haTorah kula matan al menas lahachzir works, you know, b'pidyon haben, and it works in the world of stam kinyanim, and so, you know, why shouldn't it work for purposes of kiddushin? But the rabbis were concerned that people would become all confused, you know, between matan al menas lahachzir and chalipin, just because in chalipin, this is what tends to happen, is that people tend to give things back, but, you know. So Tosfos is quite explicit. I happen to agree with your Mahadura Tinyan over there, with your second Lashon, that it doesn't, I don't get the impression from Rashi that this is a psul on a d'oraisa level. He says, I le chalipin dami, kikinyin sudar deno la'ochas ba machziro, and so it's similar to chalipin enough. Rashi doesn't need to appeal to Afkenu, but okay, so on a d'rabanan level, we're not going to accept this. It sounds like that from Rashi, right? Dami doesn't mean that it's exactly chalip.
Yeah.
Okay. So teda. Are you going to be a strict constructionist about the Gemara and say matan al menas lahachzir is really midin chalipin? Well, you can't do chalipin with the mana. It has to be, you know, Tvuo, Chalim, something like that. Chamisha Skalim Ksiv, Lo Chalipin. Okay. So he says, you know, you can't take the Gemara too literally. If you did, you wouldn't be able to explain, you know, why exactly, you know, the other cases, you know, work. Forget about why Kiddushin doesn't work. Why do the other cases work? If Matan al Menas Lahachzir is really Midin Chalipin. That's interesting. If you take a look at the Tosfos Ri Hazaken here, b'chalipin, v'zeh dom b'chalipin, sh'lokeach ha'sudar ha'machzir, v'zeh gam kein, lokeach ha'matan ha'machzir. Just like Rashi said. So, you know, at this point, it sounds like the comparison for Rashi, for the Ri Hazaken, for Tosfos, the comparison to chalipin is a little bit of, something of an inexact comparison, but, you know, there's enough concern that might cause confusion. That's Tosfos's take, so the rabbis jump in with an Afkeinu. I don't think Rashi and the Ri Hazaken think that you need to come on to Afkeinu, but again, it's Kechalip and Dami, but we shouldn't read too much in to the comparison between Matan al Nas Lahachser and Chalipin. Chanan, who came from a different world entirely?
We didn't get so far in the Ramban yet, but I assume...
You're taking an educated guess? You're an educated man. Go ahead. So the Ramban comes from a different world entirely, which he does. Sfarad. And the Ramban, which are now these super Cadillac Gemaras you have, holy moly, they put in the Ramban. Unbelievable. So the Ramban had a different take. Okay? Now the Ramban basically, as you saw, Hanan, he begins by basically embracing whose worldview? Mr. President? Whose worldview does he really begin by embracing? He puts it in his own way. His language is very beautiful. But... Rabbeinu Tam. So basically the whole essay is Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, then the Ramban's own language. That the Havamina was Chalipin is Kain Kesef, Betoras Kesef. Then we find out it's not really Kesef. He calls it, who remembers this? We'll see the Ramban in a second, but what does he relate to it as? There's a beautiful expression here. It's not a Kenyan Midin Mamon, it's a Nachi, you saw this? What does he call it? Shimshi, you have it? It's a Chiddush HaTorah. It's a big Chiddush HaTorah. The Torah invented this new kind of a Kenyan called the Kenyan Chalip. And you guys saw it inside, so you should know that. Okay, so he, you know, refers to it that it's a little bit more of a flourish in Tosas. Tosas says, Im Kain, Eina Mitam Kesef, Ela Kenyan Acher. So the Ramban is a little bit more of a beautiful formulation. But that's all true until you get to the end. In the end, he has this project of rehabilitating Rashi. Okay, let's see if he could rehabilitate Rashi here. So, Hanan, why don't you do the honors?
Where should I start from?
At the beginning. Original question or not an original question? Yeah, it's a Tosfos is kasha, okay?
The hollow kasha, the ika lemeimar, kevan she'ein gufa kanoi, lo shayfa ba hazaka.
Don't worry, Nachi and I aren't too afraid of this Ramban. Okay, you know, we're going to come back with this, that it's not that chazaka is totally off the table, but maybe we have a din prati of chazaka by Isha called, Nachi? Kenyan Bia. All right?
Umihu lo mefuar...
What kind of Havamina is that, Hanan? We're not comparing a woman to a field and not a field to a woman. The whole idea of Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephrin is the idea that the Kicha that works for a sadeh, the hainu, the kinin kesef, hasadeh asher kana Avraham, nasati kesef hasadeh kach mimeni, that kinyan, the hainu kesef, also happens to be the kinyan referred to by the isha, ki yikach ish isha. Ume olam, and never in our wildest dreams,
lo hoksha isha sadeh, within
this is always the problem, right? If you only quote the first three words in Rashi, I think you get a very skewed view. If you read the rest of Rashi, you'd say, you'd see the hafkas, chalipin, and everything, but this is what happens, you know? They gave Rashi three words, and they, you know, everybody misunderstood. Anyway, Nema.
Nema b'pacho mishav pruta itneu litneu aval b'shav pruta itneu.
Oh, so he thinks it's such a big kasha, but as long as it's shav pruta, it should work. Mashkasev aram ilkach batil taras chalipin b'kiddushin.
In yude alam avatel kivan shibapacho mishav pruta lo nitbatlum machma.
Psul kniyasan. It's not like some deficiency in the derech hakinyan. It's only because.
Alam machma kifid.
So again, he was like totally convinced that it was Gnai Hula, that it was such a Kepeda of the Isha, instead of understanding that Rashi was saying it's actually a Gnai to use a methodology of Kinyan, the Isnei Rebachos Misha Repruta. Venera Dohachi Kamrina. So he says, this is causing me, and before me, Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam lived from 11 to 1171. The Rabban lived from 1194 to 1270. So basically preceded him by 100 years. V'nir d'ha'chi kaminan me'ikara d'chalipin b'chlal. Riba isen ha'kasov.
Ma kesef she'ma'flif ha'karka bo v'kone'a av d'chalipin. Hilkach.
Okay, so if we take an expansive view of Kesef in the world of Sadeh, that it would include Chalipin, so why not take an expansive view of Kesef in the world of Isha, that it should include Chalipin? Umifarakinan, but the answer... Haim Konin, okay? So if Chalipin exists in Pachos Misha V'Pruta, that takes it out of the realm of Kesef, because we know that the outer boundary of Kesef is a pruta. How do we know that? Hanan? Because...
Because the five...
Yeah, Chamesh Pruto is saying, it's like Din B'chol HaTorah Kula. Hashava Saveda, and Hodah, and Onah, and Me'ila, and Gezel, and Yeshiva Sadayanim, and Levi, and Bar Kapara. So, okay, so pruta is a Din B'chol HaTorah Kula. So once you're outside or below the threshold of Shavaputas, so you're not talking about Kesef anymore. You're talking about what Rabbeinu Tam called a Kinyan Acher. Okay, and what the Ramban is going to use in his own, you know, fancy language.
It's
only Kesef and not this Kinyan Chalipin, which is a Chiddush HaTorah. Hilkach. Okay, so therefore Chalipin doesn't work. No, it's interesting. The Rav used to say, in the name of his grandfather, Chaim, this is a classical example. Like when you start reading this, that Chalipin is a Kinyan Chiddushu, it's a Chiddush HaTorah, you think you're not reading the Ramban, you think you're reading Reb Chaim, right? So the Rav used to like to say in the name of his grandfather that the skeleton of the Brisker Derech, the, you know, the foundational building blocks, were actually in the Ramban. If you read the Ramban al Hashas and you think about how he formulates things, that was the true genesis of Reb Chaim. Okay, this is a classical example. Right? There's a Chakira. Is Chalipin Midin Kesef or is it a Chiddush Shechidsha HaTorah? Havamina in the Gemara is in Midin Kesef. The Maskana is it's a totally different din. It's a Chiddush HaTorah. Kinyan, Tosfos just said, kind of bland, right? You kind of feel bad for Tosfos after the Ramban came along. Right? He says, oh, it's a Kinyan Acher. And the Ramban has like this super flourish here. Right? It's a Chiddush Rush HaChid Shatari. You have to feel a little sorry for Tosfos that they didn't get that formulation. But to the victor go the spoils. So the Ramban has this beautiful formulation. It's a Chiddush Rush HaChid HaTorah. And it sounds like, if you're reading this Ramban, you're thinking, you know, Rabbeinu Tam's going to have the upper hand. Nobody's in Rashi's corner. You know, he's getting this really, you know, unfair treatment. Who's going to be Rashi's friend? And you would think that's the way it's going. But the empire strikes back. Shelo olo al das. Nobody ever contemplated. Right? And we never thought that the woman was the field, or the field was a woman. I was telling some of the guys in Chavrusa time that, you know, when you, you know, when it's the right time in your lives and you meet a young lady and things are going well, right, based on this Rabbeinu Tam and the Ramban, the thing not to say was to say, you know, you remind me of this field, right? You don't want to go in that direction because lo Allah al das. It never occurred to us to compare an Isha to a field or a field to an Isha. You're going to have to use, you know, and find different metaphors, okay?
Pirush zeh hachi garcina v'isha v'papo mishavet pruta lo mekan.
Okay, here we go. Aval miktzas hanuschos.
Shekatu b'hem mekanya nafsha noto de Pirush Rashi zal v'hi girsat.
So even if we're not going to take it from Rashi, we'll take it from the Rif. So this is the approach of the Rambam. How are we going to say, without running into all the problems that he thinks we ran into before, that doesn't that just make it all subjective? Then asata dvaracha l'shiurim problem. Let's say she's poshetes yad, etc., etc. So v'yeshli v'yashva. This is my reconciliation. So Hanan, by the powers of pedagogy vested in me, I ask you again, does this sound like the Ramban understood that Vav Amud Beis is a din de Rabbanan or a din de Oraisa? You got it. It's a din d'oraisa. The Ramban read the Gemara in Daf Vav is saying, yeah, the problem, even though matan al manas lahachzir is kona b'chol ha'tora kula, it's not going to work for kiddushin, because matan al manas lahachzir hainu chalipin. One more time, read it inside. V'yesh liyasha, d'chol chalipin l'gabe isha, not b'chol ha'tora kula, but l'gabe isha, because we have to look at what hanoa she got basof. So just like a matana almanas lahachzir is not going to work, the presumption here of the Ramban is that Chalipin basically are returned, the Gemara Nedarim notwithstanding. And therefore, Basar Hanoa de Basof Azla, and the Psul of Matan al Manas Lahachzir is just like the Psul of Chalipin. It's a Psul Doraisa, not Psul Dirapanan. Now again, this isn't like, you know, we're taking a theology course and we're just, it's like animamin bemuna shlema, the basar hanoa de sof azla. Like everybody here is just supposed to believe that, you know, because they're Jewish or something. Like, so we're going to have to interrogate this Ramban further, right? Eitan, we're not going to say, oh, you know, well, this doesn't work because we only consider it to be valid kiddushin if there's some lasting hanoa. And if she gives back the pruta, you know, whether it's matan al-anas lahachzir or chalipin, she gives back the suda or whatever it is, so then she's not left with anything. We're going to have to interrogate why that's true. I mean, if it works b'chol ha'torah kula, why shouldn't it work in kiddushin, right? So the Ramban doesn't explain that part of that part to us, but he uses this expression, debosar hanoa levasof azla velo miknia nafsha b'knia disha'a. And that is the part that should be underlined in your Rambans, metaphorically or literally, as the case may be. And so, Hanan, I ask you, is the Ramban asking us to believe this as like a dogma? You know, sort of this idea that, you know, the Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu Elav HaShalom Haita Amitis, and, you know, nobody's going to match his prophecy, not before or after. Is like, are we supposed to just accept this as some kind of like one of the Ikare Amuna? What's the Ramban saying?
I think maybe he's saying that because it's only a Kanya Shah, it's not like a Masa Chashuv.
To develop the idea.
And
develop the idea.
For it to be a masa chashuv, it matters what actually takes into effect. So whether she has the money in that, but if she's just going to be giving it back, then there's no, it's not.
So let me push you a little bit here. So let's say she takes, it's a standard case of Kenyan Kesef. She takes her Shavaputa, or whatever it is, let's say it's Benase de Rabbi Yanai. She goes down to Atlantic City. She finds one of those slot machines. It's got like a slot for a pruta. Then they've got the dinar slot for Beis Shammai. They have different sections there, from my understanding. And then they have the Tirkava de Dinari. It's very fascinating. Every time we're outside of the Beis Medrash, like, we always hear like a stampede. You sort of like wonder what goes on here, you know. So that's also an interesting question. Okay, back to this question. So Hanan, let me ask you. So let's say she takes her pruta or her dinar or her tirkaved de dinari and she puts it into the slots in Atlantic City and she pulls the lever and then she gets a banana and oh no, she gets a raspberry, so she loses, right? And it's all gone. But that's not kiddushin. She has nothing left.
Well, maybe it's just, it has to do with the transaction between the husband and wife. So if that takes into effect, even if it doesn't.
So give me the critical line in the Ramban. What does he really mean when he says, Basar Hanala Basof Azla? Ezra. Go ahead. Because you know me, Din Hanan, Hanan means Din Ezra. You guys, you know.
Because the husband will get it back, so nothing really happened. Like if the woman used it herself, then she got some sort of Hanala from it. But since the husband, get it back, like nothing ever happened.
Well, let's say he doesn't get it back. Let's say he says, it's a matana, I'm giving this to you, Al-Manas, that you give it to Chaimi over there. What does the Ramban mean when he says the Kinyan Shah is the problem? Eitan, the heat-seeking nissel.
If everybody in the transaction knows that you're not really owning it substantially, then it can't be a davar chashuv. It can't be substantial.
Oh, okay. So a Kenyan Shah is the essential line in the Ramban. In other words, nobody denies for purposes of Dalad Minim, nobody denies for Pidyon HaBen, nobody denies L'mecher, that there is a notion of a Kenyan Shah. But it seems like that is a uniquely unsuitable version of a Kenyan for Kiddushin. And that's the Ramban's idea. We're not talking on a Derabanan level. We're talking on a De'oraisa level. The Ramban is operating from a different world than Rashi and Tosos here. If Me'ikara, it's one thing if she blows in Atlantic City. That happens every day of the week and twice on Sunday. Everybody's blowing all of their life savings in Atlantic City. But if Me'ikara, the Ramban is saying, from the very moment, Chanan, this is what you started to say, the very moment the transaction happens, she knows she's not possessing anything. It's not really about the pruta or the dinar or the tikva, the dinari. It's about the idea that the kinyan mitzad atzmo is pagum. It's a kinyan shah. Now again, for Dalad Minim, this absolutely satisfies Lachem. It's yours for that moment. That's all we care about. You don't need to have a long-standing relationship with this Esrog. That's not necessary. But for purposes of Kiddushin, what we're learning is that the Kenyan has a completely different function. If we were only interested in her taking Bailus over this Pruta, over this Dinar, over whatever it is, this would be sufficient. But it has nothing to do with her taking bailus. The method of the Kenyan, frankly, is more important than the totsah. She can blow it the next day in Atlantic City. But the Kenyan itself has to be a chashuv. And that's true on a d'oraisa level. So when the Ramban came back to, in these last few lines, he's going to Rabbeinu Tam the whole way. But what he came back to was the idea that we really thought was Rashi was saying the whole time. It's not Ginai Hula, but it's a Kenyan Ginai. It's a Kenyan Pogum. It's a Kenyan Shah. And for Kiddushin, that makes perfect sense. Now that we're veterans of the Rambam, we're veterans of the Sefer HaChinuch, the whole idea is that it's in the Kenyan, it's in the mechanism itself to lend the framework of Chashivas to the institution that follows. It has nothing to do with what happens to that pruta. I mean, it's a nice minag Yisrael, right? That she can hold on to tabas, it's a mazkeres tamid, that's beautiful, that furthers the doraisa. But the method of the kinyan is the essence in kiddushin. B'chol HaTorah Kula, what we're interested in is bailus. Here we're interested in something that transcends that. And that's what the Ramban is trying to say. And frankly, I think that's what Rashi was saying the whole time. I don't think he got credit for it. I think it's exactly what Rashi meant. Chalipin is a flawed kinyan. It's not flawed b'chol HaTorah Kula, but it's flawed for purposes of Ishus. And he saw that on Daf Gimel. He didn't need Daf Vav for that. Now, what's interesting is, no time for this point. And Chanan, what I think emerges is, according to Rashi, we can actually be mechalik. See, the Ramban says, "Oh, matan al masach, sir, chalipin, it's all one," and that's his like yishuv. But I think that you and I both agreed that for Rashi, chalipin will be a psul del raisa, and matan al nas lahachzir will be a psul de rabbana. How do you justify that? That's where I think the action really is now. Because I think you're totally on the right track. It's all about the quality of the kinyan. So in essence, Rashi's saying on a Doraisa level, matana asmanas lahachzir, that's a viable kinyan, but it looks too much like chalipin, which is a kinyan pagum. So how do you learn? Why would Rashi give, again, in the end of the day, neither of them are going to work. But I think we agreed that kichalip and dami meant that it's a psul derabanan. I can't take a shuva deraisa on that, but I'm 99% sure. I'd be willing to bet at least your snow shoveling money, as long as it wasn't mine. That's in my piggy bank. What's the chiluk?
Even since it can be done with Papa Mishav Pruta, like what Rashi was saying, that the whole idea for the whole transaction of Halipin is like tinted. Or
it's a Ginai, good. A Ginai. And what about Matan Masachzer? So he's saying, wait, Halipin is Minei Uvea Kinyan Ginai. Matan Mas Lahachzer, that's only a Psul Dirabanan. Why? Why is that a little bit better? I mean, practically speaking, it's not going to work, but the rabbis weren't going to tolerate it. It's too similar. But at least Misvara, what's better about it, Hanan?
Maybe, like, the transaction is, like, an okay transaction, but it's just because the way you're using it, like because you're doing it based on a condition that you're going to return it, that like that's what the problem is. But it's not the transaction.
Sharpen it. Nachi, sharpen it.
The methodology is the same as King and Kesa, but it has the issue of a totsah. The totsah is it is a King and Shah. But for Rashi, the whole point, Rashi doesn't hold to this whole King and Shah. Rashi never mentions the King and Shah. So Rashi is going to say, Chalipin, which the method itself, Torah's Chalipin, is mistaken and it's a Gnai Hula, that's when you have issue. But in Matana Nasahaksi, when you look at it, right, it's a Chash of a method.
Sharpen it, but why is it a Chash of a method? What's
it's the same as any other Kinyan. It's just at the end of the day.
Getting closer, but I think we could still put a finer point on it, Lashitas Rashi. Yeah, Ezra?
I mean, we said that Khalifa can't be done with money, but
right.
Okay,
so you're saying, like, going back to like Tosos and Beis Amid Aleph, that the Havamina was a Dafka Kesef, not Shvei Kesef. There's a certain Chashivos that we associate with that. I like that idea. I didn't have that idea initially. Who else? Hey, Hanan, you want to give
it? The point of the handkerchief that you're giving, or the point of Chalipin is not so that the person can use the handkerchief, it's so that you could give over the whatever you're selling. But by Matana Amina Ahatzir, the purpose of the transaction is so that the person could use it, but it just that they're gonna.
So you say Rashi does really buy into the Kenyan Shah idea, like against Nachi. He's saying that Rashi never said it, but he still has that the Likui in the Matan HaMenas L'Achzir, it's really just a Kenyan Shah. And a Kenyan Shah is a little bit better because. Well,
he says you have to give it back.
Right? Eventually you have to give it back, but right now it's all yours.
Or,
it's not as devastating as Isneu V'Pachos Mishav
Pruta. You're giving it to them so that they could use that object, mm-hmm. but Chalipin is for something else, or it's not so that they could use this handkerchief. Here, the purpose of giving.
Good, okay, I like that too. Let's see if we can just sharpen this a little bit. Anybody else have a chalik? Yeah, yes. The entire institution of the Kenyan is batal umitaris kiddush. Good. Because it's a denigrated form of a Kenyan. Ginayula. Well, the Ramban used the language of a Kenyan Shah.
He says that it wouldn't be a. We're just worried about you. We're just worried about you thinking it's Khalifa, but theoretically.
Right. So I'm asking, why is that? Why is that better? I mean, ultimately.
Because, I guess it's similar to now. It's because when it happens at the beginning, the action itself is good enough to be. It's good enough to be a Kenyan. But if you were to not return it, then I guess then it would be Gzela and the whole thing would fall apart.
Okay. Good. You're getting really, really close. I'm just looking for somebody just to hammer in on that point.
Like when it comes to this, the Matan Amanas, it's kind of like it's not there's a certain, it's not a Ganai because it's more like it's giving someone a gift. There's no like, it's not really a Ganai in the sense that, in the sense of Khalifin, where Khalifin is kind of like giving someone to represent something, which is kind of like more.
So that's what Hanan was trying to say. It's the difference between an actual Kenyan and a symbolic Kenyan, which I think is a logical point of distinction. I'm just looking for somebody to add one thought here that may have motivated Rashi to say, yeah, well, Matan HaMenas L'Achzir sort of like Chalipin, but Chalipin is going to be a P'sul D'Raisa, and Matan HaMenas L'Achzir is only going to be a P'sul D'Rabban, and it's dummy L'Chalipin, but on a D'Raisa level, it'll probably be effective. Zvi? And prove it, and how do we know that that's true? Well, right, and it's true b'chol HaTorah Kula. Yeah, exactly right. Okay, so the point is, you know, if our mahalik here, and I think it's true for Rashi, that we're looking to evaluate what's the level of Ganai. So Chalipin, he says, right, it's a Kenyan, which is a Ganai, by definition. It's Ne'u B'Pachos Mishav Epruta. It's what Hanan like calls like a symbolic, you know, transaction. You know, for Rashi, it's going back. There's nothing really here. You know, the Ramban will call it a Chiddush HaTorah, that this even works, right? But Manatam and Asla Hachzir, it's true that there's a step too, but until you get there, and V'Harai, it works B'chol HaTorah Kula, you know, this is a viable form of a Kenyan, and it's a Chiddush, you know, that on the Rabbanan level, we say that too isn't Chashav enough. We need her to walk away feeling that it's not just enough that de jure, you know, at a legal level, she has bailus, but de facto, she has to have bailus. The fact that she has to return it, the rabbis swoop it. So I think, you know, the Ramban is fascinating because he says it's all equal and it's all psul d'oraisa. For Rashi, there's reasons to be mechalik. And I think, you know, in aggregate, you guys kind of got to the issue in the end, which is exactly this point. You can't really say that Matan HaMenas L'Achzir, which works b'chol HaTorah Kula, is a Kenyan pagum, is a Kenyan which is a Genai. But it didn't meet the rabbi's standards for what a Kenyan that's meant to elevate the union, you know, is all about. Okay, so that I think is true, and I think that that becomes a really interesting shita, you know, from the standpoint of Rashi and a nuance between Rashi and the Ramban. So again, the Ramban just wants to equate them. He says, you know, a Kenyan Shah is no Kenyan as far as Kiddushin is concerned. It may be a perfectly viable Kenyan B'chol Tarakula, but that's because it achieved a transaction, a transfer of Bailus. Here we're not interested in transfer of Bailus. Here we're interested in the method. And the method...
All right, folks. Another one in the books. Mara begins.